News RELEASEWATERLOO Wellington Regional Cancer Program in partnership with other healthcare providers, the Waterloo Wellington Regional Cancer Program, WWRCP, at Grand River Regional Cancer Center, is leading the way to improve cervical cancer screening in the region. Starting March 3, cervical screening providers, such as family doctors, nurse practitioners, and midwives will be offering the human papillomavirus, HPV, test to replace the Pap test as the new primary cervical cancer screening method. Launched provincially, this new HPV-based test leads to early detection, preventing long-term impacts of cervical cancer. Early detection of HPV plays a key role in screening for cancers, so that patients know the right action to take. The Ontario Cervical Screening Program detects high-risk cancer-causing HPV in the cervix so that patients can have early intervention before a disease progresses. The virus can also lead to warts and other types of cancers including throat, anal, penile, vaginal, and vulvar. It is the most common sexually transmitted infection, STI, and can be detected early with the right testing procedures to identify infections and check for cervical cell changes that can lead to cancer. HPV testing is crucial because it helps identify potential risks before they develop into serious health issues, says Jane Martin, Regional Vice President, Waterloo Wellington Regional Cancer Program. Early detection gives us the power to take proactive steps, reducing the chances of complications and protecting the future well-being and health outcomes for people. And because it also detects potential cervical abnormalities early, individuals can receive timely and actionable care at the right time and place. Whereas the Pap test detects abnormal or precancerous cells on the cervix, it doesn't detect the virus itself. If abnormal cells or changes in cervical cells are discovered in a Pap test, further investigation or treatment would be required. The HPV test detects the presence of the human papillomavirus, HPV, in the cervical cells. Certain strains of HPV, especially types 16 and 18, are linked to a higher risk of developing cervical cancer. The HPV test can identify if a person is infected with these high-risk strains, even before any abnormal cell changes occur. HPV testing is better at detecting cervical precancer, reducing unnecessary referrals for cervical testing, and enabling safer, earlier, and more appropriate discharge from colposcopy, says Dr. Neil Naik, Regional Primary Care Lead for the Waterloo-Wellington Regional Cancer Program. The test is fairly quick and causes minimal discomfort. Completed by your family doctor, nurse practitioner, or midwife, a small, soft brush is used to collect cervical cells for lab testing. Due to its accuracy, patients are also able to wait longer between negative screenings, which many patients will love to hear. You can get an HPV test by booking an appointment with your family doctor, nurse practitioner, or midwife after March 3, 2025. If you don't have one, you can find a clinic through Health 811 by searching online, calling 811, or using the Health 811 live chat. The Waterloo Region Nurse Practitioner-led clinic offers cervical screening at their clinics in Kitchener, Breslau, and Cambridge. Cervical screening is also offered at the Sexual Health Options, Resources and Education, Shore, Center in Guelph, and many walk-in clinics. If you have a physical disability, you can be referred to the mobility clinic at the Center for Family Medicine in Kitchener, referral needed. After your HPV test, your results will be sent to the healthcare provider who performed the test and Ontario Health, Cancer Care Ontario, will mail you a copy. HPV testing is recommended for individuals with a cervix who are at least 25 years old, have ever been sexually active, and have no symptoms of cervical cancer. Sexual activity includes any sexual act with another person, including intercourse, oral sex, anal sex, or other forms of sexual intimacy. It can also include genital skin-to-skin contact and digital stimulation. While the HPV vaccine protects against the most common cancer-causing strains, HPV testing is still recommended, especially for individuals with no symptoms to detect early exposure. You should get HPV testing every 5 years, although some need more frequent screening based on immune status or past results. HPV testing generally stops between ages 65 and 69, but some may continue based on their medical history. You should still get screened if you have had the HPV vaccine, feel healthy, have been through menopause, have not had any family members with cervical cancer, have had sexual contact with only one person, have had the same sexual partner for a long time, have not had sexual contact in a long time, are in a same-sex relationship. Take charge of your health, book your HPV test today.